Welcome to the Marty Shigold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy. What's on the front page? The back page? And page?
What's making news?
I watched the Attorney General Christian Porter's press conference yesterday, and it was gripping television. It's probably not the best way to describe it, but it was on the television.
Kept getting pushed back across the day too, didn't it?
Well, I don't blame him for pushing it back. It would have been an incredibly difficult thing for him to do, regardless of whether the allegations that have been made around his behaviour or not are true. Wow, he is unravelling.
Yeah.
He's asked for time off to have a break, make sure he's travelling okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not look like a man that was travelling okay to me.
No.
He's obviously, it's been alleged in an anonymous letter that he sexually assaulted a woman when he was 17. And you know what I was thinking about when I watched this press conference? He and I are more or less the same age.
Yeah.
And if you asked me to piece together a week from the time that I was 16, I would struggle to do that, but I would not forget that I'd sexually assaulted someone.
Yeah, of course.
I might forget that there was a post-debating function that took place or what went on in a particular person's room if there was five of us in there and we'd had drinks.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure, knowing myself as I do, that I would not forget if I had sexually assaulted someone. He's absolutely adamant that it never took place. Absolutely adamant. The problem is we've got a bloke saying that he didn't do it, and that's not how justice works.
Mm.
Otherwise, the jails would be empty.
Yeah.
If everyone in the world got to say, well, I didn't do it, and that's the end of that, isn't it, guys?
Mm.
Mm.
Well, no, it's unfortunately, it can't be the end of that. It just can't be.
There's a few more processes.
There has to be a process that's gone through. The former lawyer for the deceased woman whose allegation has been denied by Christian Porter has called for an inquiry into the matter. Porter insisted at the media conference yesterday that it did not happen, and he said he would not stand down from his position.
If I stand down from my position as Attorney General because of an allegation about something that simply did not happen, then any person in Australia can lose their career, their job, their life's work based on nothing more than an accusation that appears in print.
Porter said it was a matter for others whether there should be an inquiry or not.
I don't know what it would achieve. Other people will be the judge of this. But it would be the first time in Australian history that a public figure or anyone effectively is put on trial in circumstances where they would be required to disprove something that didn't happen 33 years ago. And if that happened to me, all I could say is what I've said to you today, that it just didn't happen.
The deceased woman's lawyer, Michael Bradley, is saying he wouldn't have to disprove anything.
Mm.
There's nothing particularly unusual about such a process. To inquire into and make a determination on a serious allegation against a person in a position of responsibility literally happens every day of the week. None of it's clear.
No, not at all.
It's obviously a very complicated, complex issue.
Yeah.
I can't see how he's going to be able to stay in this position.
It's very tough to see how, you know, that would happen.
Look, I agree with him.
Yeah.
I mean, to a degree, I agree with him that allegations don't necessarily equal resignation.
Yeah.
But no one's saying that that's what's happening here. There's an allegation, but there has to be an investigation.
Yeah, a bit more of a process is
Absolutely.
What you're suggesting.
Yeah. It doesn't seem. The police have said that they're not pursuing it.
Yeah.
Apparently, Scott Morrison hasn't even read the 33-page letter from this woman.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Mm.
In any team you've ever worked in your life, if an allegation was made like this and someone lobbed a 33-page letter in front of you detailing whether it was even one of our own behaviours,
you'd reckon you want to know.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Scott Morrison's kicked this straight through to the police.
It's got some way to go, I suspect.
Absolutely it has. What's on the
package? Ba-da-ba. Taking us through the sport. Will, morning.
Morning, Troy.
Good morning, Will.
G'day, Marty.
How'd you sleep last night?
Not great, but I'm okay.
Why? What time did you go to bed?
Oh, about 10.
Oh, that's too late. I saw
a movie.
Oh. What'd you see?
Promising Young Woman.
Don't know anything about
Carey Mulligan.
Oh, I love her.
She'll get an Oscar nomination for it.
Will she?
It's very good.
Was she the one in Manchester by the Sea?
No,
that was Heath Ledger's.
Yeah, what's her name?
Michelle Williams.
Yes, she was very good in that. Mm. Another news. What's happening in the world of sport?
The third T20 International last night between Australia and New Zealand in Wellington.
How did Finch go?
Finch did well.
Did he?
The under-the-pump skipper. He made an explosive comeback to form with 69 off 44, opening the batting.
69 off 44?
Yep.
Solid.
Solid. Really
solid.
Very
solid.
He was lucky. I'll get back to that in a minute. All Maxwell.
Right. I'll wait.
But it's something I know you're interested in.
I am.
Maxwell was dominant, 70 off 31, including 5 sixes. He demolished a vacant seat in the Wellington Stadium. Not sure if you've seen it.
The ball goes through it.
It went completely through it. He signed it and he's raising money for it, which
he's
is nice.
He's an interesting guy, Maxwell.
He is.
He's often lampooned.
He's had an unlucky career.
He's had an interesting career. They just moved away from him for some reason.
So he was our best batsman as we posted 4 for 208.
Mm.
And then Ashton Agar with the ball. In his first six overs this series, he had figures of none for 62.
Oh.
Then in his next seven balls, he took 4 for 2.
Well, that balances out. That's the beauty of cricket. It's a stats game.
The beauty of cricket. He finished with 6 for 30, which is a very good T20 turn.
Where are they playing all those games now?
The last three are in Wellington because Auckland are in the lockdown. So it's had a bit of a scheduling issue over there. But the fourth match is on Friday. The series is now 2-1,
okay,
which makes it interesting. Back to Finch. He was struck on the pad by Tim Southee on his very first ball.
Mm.
And it was reviewed. The umpire didn't give it out on field.
So not out. Umpire says not out.
Then the ball was going on to hit the stumps, but by less than 50% of the ball. So he was saved by the umpire's call. And it is a talking point because the Marylebone Cricket Club's World Committee, which includes Ricky Ponting and Shane Warne and a lot of big names, they've debated removing the umpire's call in last week's meeting.
I think it's a good call. I think more than that, remove the umpire's call and any amount of the ball hits the wicket, you're out.
Yep. This is part of their statement that they said last week. The umpire's call is confusing to the watching public, particularly when the same ball could be given either out or not out, depending on the on-field umpire's original decision.
That's right.
If you watch enough cricket, it makes sense.
Well, what's the point of the technology? Because that's what cricket's always been anyway. It was either out or not out from the umpire.
So I think that might be the future of it.
Cricket.
But Finch was lucky last night, but did well. Good win for the Aussies.
Cricket, am I right?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. RMHHomeLottery.com.au.